This is Akashwani. The news read by Punita Bakshe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi warmly received his Malaysian counterpart, Dato' Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim, in a ceremonial welcome at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "Malaysia is a key pillar of India's Act East policy and a valued partner in the region." After the ceremonial welcome, the Malaysian Prime Minister paid tributes to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Rajghat. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also called on the visiting dignitary. Later today, Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral discussions with his Malaysian counterpart in New Delhi. Several agreements are expected to be signed after the talks. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal underscored the significance of enhancing trade relations between India and Malaysia. During the India-Malaysia CEOs Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal emphasized various opportunities for deepening collaboration that could bolster trade and business ties between the two nations. India and Japan will hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a dialogue with their Japanese counterparts. On the sidelines of the dialogue, a bilateral meeting is also scheduled between Mr. Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart Kihara Minoru. During the bilateral talks and 2+2 meeting, the ministers will review the bilateral cooperation and explore new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Ahead of the dialogue, Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the visiting Japanese ministers. They took stock of bilateral defense and security ties. The hearing of the case related to rape and murder of a resident doctor in Kolkata is underway in the Supreme Court. A 3-judge bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra are hearing the matter. The apex court took Suomoto cognizance of the matter, which has shocked the country and thrown the medical fraternity in a turmoil. The case is already being heard by the Calcutta High Court, which had ordered the probe to be transferred to the CBI. Medical services across Jharkhand have been hit due to an indefinite strike by junior doctors protesting the Kolkata rape and murder case. Our correspondent reports that so far over 10,000 patients have been deprived of proper treatment. Over 400 admitted patients at Rajendra Institute of Medical Sciences, RIMS, Ranchi, have vacated the hospital as they were not receiving treatment from doctors. Every day, a number of patients are returning due to the non-functioning of OPD services. Meanwhile, Secretary of Indian Medical Association's Jharkhand chapter, Pradeep Kumar Singh, said that the indefinite strike will continue until the fulfillment of their demands. The Union Health Ministry has written to the heads of all central government hospitals and institutes to enhance security in hospitals. The ministry has requested the installation of a sufficient number of high-resolution CCTV cameras at strategic locations, including entrances, exits, corridors, dark spots, and sensitive areas. The ministry said a control room should also be set up for a quick response to emergent situations. The notification for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir has been issued by the Election Commission of India today. 24 assembly constituencies in Pulwama, Anantnag, Shopian, Kulgam, Ramban, Kishtwar and Doda districts will go to the polls in the first phase of elections, with voting taking place on the 18th of September. As per the notification, candidates can file nomination papers for these seats until the 27th of August, while scrutiny of the nominations will take place on the 28th of August. The poll body has fixed the 30th of August as the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Moderate to heavy rainfall lashed several parts of Delhi NCR this morning, providing relief from hot and humid weather conditions. The rainfall in Delhi also led to waterlogging in various areas of the national capital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.